So I'm always excited to be able to speak to Winthrop students. Go Eagles. I am a Winthrop alum. And the two students that are joining us here in the studio now have a new hangout place and a great place to get a great cup of coffee. So we're speaking to Tony Nunez, who is the VP of Coffee Underground, and Raiden Kaloji, who is the president of the new Coffee Underground. So welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
This is the first time y'all have both been here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so welcome. Raiden, I'll let you start since you're the president of the Coffee Underground. What is Coffee Underground and where did this concept come from?
Right, so Coffee Underground is pretty much a free cafe that serves free coffee, tea, and sometimes hot chocolate to any Winthrop students, faculty, staff, or really anyone that's on Winthrop campus and wants to stop by. And we're able to do this, you know, serve you free coffee with our awesome team of volunteers and officers, including Tony here next to me. We've got Koji and Jay and Zariah and Lindsay and Cadence. So special shout out to those guys. And of course, our awesome faculty advisor, Brian Gent, and our patron saint, Marvin Gaye.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Couldn't do anything without him.
Yes. Tony, where did this concept come from? Because, you know, we do. Rock Hill is a good, great place. It's getting bigger. We do have plenty of coffee shops to go to, whether it's some on campus or just within the city of Rock Hill. Where did this concept come from and why did y'all think it was so important to have something like this model?
Well, we were reached out by Brian, actually, the summer before the semester started, asking if we would be interested in doing some kind of volunteer donation-based coffee shop. To mostly compete with the other coffee shop on campus, which is so big that it shall not be named.
Yes.
But it really has a chokehold on the coffee shop market on campus. And we wanted to provide an alternative, not just for the actual cup of coffee that you're getting, but mostly the community space that you get. Because it seems like that place is really built to, you get in, you pay, you get your cup of coffee, you get out of there.
Right.
You gotta go to class, you gotta go home, you gotta do whatever. But our coffee shop, we really wanted to make it a space where people can just sort of hang out. We had to do a lot of renovation for it. That was what most of last semester was we weren't open and we were just kind of coming in when we could to paint the walls and clear out all the garbage. Obviously, a spot in the basement wasn't really that well taken care of, so we had to do a lot of renovation for it. We put some covers on the fluorescent lights, made them a little warmer. We got a record player in there. We got a bookshelf. We got some board games. We really just wanted to make a place where people could hang out and feel like they could be themselves without feeling like they were just giving their money to a corporation.
So the Coffee Underground is, if you are familiar with Winthrop University, it's in Kynard, and down in the basement. So Kynard is a really big building with a couple of stories. So this is down in the basement. I think you said Kynard 12 is the room number. Mm-hmm. What is your hope for Coffee Underground, and what has the turnout been so far? How have you marketed? I mean, you're here, so you're doing a good job, because now you're not only, you know, letting people on campus know, but you're letting the community know. But what is your hope for the Coffee Underground?
Well, our turnout actually has been stellar. I didn't expect us to be that popular because it was just sort of student led. We weren't doing much. It's not the greatest cup of coffee in the world. We're mostly selling the environment. But people seem to really enjoy just the space and hanging out with people. And I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more people than I was expecting, but it's a welcome surprise to be sure.
Raiden, are you doing this for a class at all? I mean, is this part of a class? What are the learning takeaways, even if you aren't doing this for a class? Because you really are. I mean, you kind of have become student entrepreneurs. I mean, you've opened up a business. So what is the takeaway and what is the hope as far as Coffee Underground is concerned?
Right. So it's not for a class at all. It's pretty much purely driven just by my passion and, you know, all of our passion as a team.
The goodness of our hearts.
Of course.
I love it.
I mean, a coffee fanatic myself, and I know that I definitely don't want to spend $10 for coffee every day. So that's mainly one of our biggest draws is, you know, the community space and also the free coffee, of course, but a lot of people come in just for a place to hang out. And I think for me, the main takeaway is going to be the ability to build a community and build a team of people that really care about and are willing to put work into a space that is, you know, for us and created by us as well. So I think that's super important. And later down the line, I've got my own little ambitions of you know, creating a little cafe with my partner / record store. So I'd love to do that someday, but we'll see.
What are the hours of the Coffee Underground? When are you open?
So we are open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, but you'll often find people in there outside of those hours. But, you know, technically that's when you can expect us to be open.
So those are some long hours for students who are having to juggle class and, you know, extracurriculars and clubs and studying. I mean, you do have to study. So how many people do you have working for you? Is it volunteer-based? If people are listening and want to get involved, what do they need to do?
I do wish we had a number on the amount of people that we had, but we've got definitely a good amount. Most people only take a few hours a day. If any students are listening and would like to help us out, just stop by the coffee shop, maybe check out our Instagram.
You're accepting resumes.
Yes. Right. You don't need to be very qualified because it is just a coffee maker, but...
And I know, Raiden, before we got on the microphones and we were talking, you said that you would like to even open up another one on campus in another building. So is that the hope that you kind of become a chain?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say a chain, but I would absolutely love to expand in the years coming. Probably not this year. You know, it's a lot of work, and given we are a free cafe, there's a lot of financial stuff that we need to prepare before we start opening into other locations. But given Kynard is one of the arts and sciences building, I would love to create other spaces on campus that aren't necessarily centered in the arts and sciences spaces, and just to be able to give students that aren't in that college an ability to have a space for them that's centered around where their classes are.
Is this open for the community and the staff as well there at Winthrop? Have you had some, not that y'all aren't adults, but like, you know, working adults
real
within
adults,
the community,
yeah
to come in and take part in the coffee shop?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have faculty come in all the time. Even Winthrop had some sort of event going on, and a bunch of people that Friday were coming in, even though we weren't technically open. I was in there, so we had lots of people from those meetings coming in just from a bunch of different colleges for their academic meetings.
Yeah. What are the reactions that you've had from students who have, you know, participated and come and, I guess, become your regulars?
Yeah, we've definitely got a few regulars, and the reaction has been mostly initial surprise just at the fact that this is a thing that exists on our campus, and then just overall really enjoying existing in the space. Mm-hmm. We do a specific, I guess, business model where we don't use styrofoam cups or any sort of take home things. We only use mugs, okay, and we'll wash them in there. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of forces people to stay in the space. If you have a class in the building, you can kind of take it there and bring it back.
Yeah.
We do a bit of an honor system, but it's mostly people are surprised that it's there and then really into it, a lot more into it than I would have expected.
Yeah, that's absolutely great. What can the community do to help? I mean, if someone's listening and they're like, oh, wow, this is pretty impressive, what are your needs and what can they do to help you? How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So honestly, given the fact that we are a completely free coffee shop, we run entirely off of donations, whether that be cash, just like our tips. They don't go to our wonderful volunteers, unfortunately. It goes straight back into the coffee grounds and the half and half and all that kind of stuff. So we would love, you know, some cash donations would be great. If you want to find us on Instagram, we have a link where you can give. So you can find us at winthrop.free.coffee on Instagram, and there's a link in our bio where you can either give monetarily once, or you can sign up for a kind of monthly plan. So it could just be like $5 a month, whatever you want to sign up for.
Okay.
If you're interested, that would be awesome. And of course, you can also stop by Kynard 012, just grab a cup of Joe, you know, or you can also bring in your old records, your books, any board games that you don't use, coffee grounds, anything unopened, a bag of tea, you know, anything.
A lot of people have donated their tea bags.
That's great.
We have a whole cabinet for them.
That's amazing. Now, this wasn't part of the plan, but one of their professors is with them, Brian Gent. And Brian, I'm going to get you to scoot up to the microphone. I'm going to ask you a quick question. How does it feel to see students really take this initiative and and, I mean, make a business that is, I mean, really not running by much except for a wing and a prayer and some volunteers and a really good idea. How does that make you feel as a professor to watch this happen?
I feel so good. I mean, they have completely exceeded my expectations. I think everybody's expectations were exceeded. I don't think we knew what to expect. In the first week we were open, we didn't even have enough people to staff it for the whole day. But people just stepped up, and it's been great. And I mean, I think we had a bigger turnout than I ever expected. There were, you know, cash donations in the jar. And I just popped in, you know, randomly one day, and there's a kid at the counter reading a huge, like, 1,000-page paper book the way I used to see in coffee shops when I was a when I was a student. And Miles Davis was playing on the turntable, and two kids were arguing about politics on the couch. And it's like they knew what to do.
Great.
We just opened the door.
That's awesome.
And they knew what to do. And so we've made a home for people. I see kids there all day long. I wonder, do you ever go to class?
Yeah, right. So that's what I was saying. Like, that's a long – I never expected the hours to be what they are. So,
they're being
great.
Nice because I've seen kids there as late as 10 p.m.
I
mean, people
will
hang
out.
I've
been there later.
Yeah. I think they'd hang out all night long if we'd left the door open that long. So it is absolutely exceeded our expectations, and I've not had to do anything.
Yeah.
They do it all. It's been fantastic.
That's amazing. Well, kudos to you, young adults, you know, who have really started this, grabbed the bull by the horns, and taken it and grown it the way that you have. So this is the Coffee Underground. It is open to the community. It's in Kynard Building, 0112 down in the basement, and it is open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm.